All right, thanks for hanging out with us. One of the big stories today, the future of Giannis Antetokounmpo. You heard us mention it maybe in sports there. Here's the very latest on this situation. Giannis and his agent, Alex Sarratisis, are having conversations with the Milwaukee Bucks about the two-time NBA MVP's future and whether the best fit is staying in Milwaukee or moving elsewhere. That's being reported by Sham Charania, an NBA insider. He's been told that a resolution to the talks is expected in the coming weeks. We don't know what that means, whether they'll announce he's seeking a trade or he's staying pat, but some news in 2 weeks, that would be before Christmas.
Oh, no.
So in the next couple of weeks, 2 weeks would be right before Christmas. That would be terrible
if
the news is not good. This seems real. Brian Windhorst, another NBA insider, says that he has learned that Giannis requested a trade to the New York Knicks before the season started. This is different than what we've been led to believe, that the Bucks were exploring trade talks, that maybe the Knicks had reached out, but the reporting today is that Giannis requested a trade to New York before the season started. I don't like the sound of that at all. Telly Hughes covered the Bucks in the NBA for many, many years and was around Giannis when he was first drafted. This is what Telly had to say about the Knicks situation.
There would be at least 1,500 Greek fans of Giannis in New York. They've always shown him so much love. So that part doesn't surprise me, because that's the part that a lot of fans don't get to see, that I got a chance to see and see it live. Like, Giannis would come out, and again, there would at least be 1,500, Greek Knicks/Giannis fans.
Telly telling us not that long ago that he believes that the Knicks are the perfect fit. He knows Giannis likes New York.
Somebody was texting a lot of Milwaukee, and they're Greek. So
yeah, that's true. That is very true. Mark Tauscher, he knows a thing or two about being around players when trade situations are swirling and there's a lot of uncertainty. This is what Tausch told us earlier.
I will say this, John. This is as worried as a Bucks fan as I have been in this entire process, because it just feels like there's more there in this instance. And I don't know what's going to end up happening, but it just feels, I don't know if I'd say inevitable, but it feels more real than it has throughout Giannis's time in Milwaukee. And you just know how vital he's been.
Mark Tauscher, how are you feeling about this situation?
Horrible. I'm so sad. I'm devastated. Honestly, I'm like in mourning right now. All of us upstairs were upset too.
Terrible. I think that's the word I would use to describe everybody here talking about it. Our friends at ESPN who cover the Bucks for a living, our Bucks digital teams upstairs.
Mm.
It's sad. It's sad. And now to me, it just feels like it's inevitable. If you look at this Bucks team, it's not that they're injured and they're getting guys back and they'll turn it around. It's not like they have big guys who are underperforming. You look at the roster, and this roster, it's hard to see the scenario where they compete for an NBA championship, and that's what Giannis wants. And so if you look at it that way, he's in the prime of his career.
I know.
It seems like it's a matter of time. It's inevitable. Like, he's going to move on. I hope that doesn't happen, but the Bucks are several games under 500. They're in a rough stretch. You can hear the game tonight. Giannis is expected to play. It's Bucks at Pistons. Coverage at 6:30 here on WTMJ. Something else really cool going on tonight. It's going to be a whole lot of fun, and we would like you to be there with us. We'll tell you about that coming up next.